The average colonial family had 5 to 6 children. Children would have been put to work as early as they could walk and handle small items. The boys would typically shadow their fathers in the field, take care of the animals, and chop firewood, while the girls assisted their mothers around the home and garden. Literacy was highly valued among the Puritans. It was especially important so they could read and interpret passages of the Bible. While formal education was limited to wealthy families, most children received their entire education at home from their parents. Parents could teach their children basic reading, writing, and math as best they could. Learning the ins and outs of the farm or a trade were considered just as vital to a child's education, if not more so, since that would be necessary to ensure their future survival. Hanging on a nail by the entrance to the lean-to kitchen is a popular educational tool called a hornbook, a flat board with a sheet of paper containing the alphabet and the Lord's Prayer. It was often covered by a thin sheet of horn to protect the paper as the children traced letters.